FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Hi, I'm H. You're listening to the news for the 22nd of January. Headlines for today is over to our Ryan.
Hello, I'm Ryan, and today's headlines are: Michael Cope is sentenced to 27 years for murder, reward is offered to help capture thugs, night and day in dispute over noise levels, and plans for a cannabis cafe in Manchester are put on hold.
The Manchester Evening News today have reported that Michael Cope could have been arrested just days before the brutal killing of Lindsay Ashton from Eccles in her home in June 2013. Police officials have said they will look into the claims made by the paper. Cope was sentenced to 27 years yesterday.
A £2,000 reward has been offered to help police find thugs who committed a brutal attack on a 79-year-old grandma last week. The attack took place in a Tesco shopping centre on Mancunian Way. The £2,000 reward for information leading to their arrest and conviction will be featured on BBC Crime Watch programme at 9 p.m. tonight.
Bosses at Night and Day Cafe in Manchester are backing a petition asking for the removal of a noise abatement notice that has been placed on the club. The complaints come after a neighbour had made several complaints to the local council. The owners are looking into ways of resolving the issues.
Plans for a cannabis social club in Manchester have gone up in smoke. Colin Davis, 56, of Stockport, says he has put his plans on hold after speaking with the police. The club was planned to open in the Northern Quarter. Initially, cannabis would be consumed on the premises but not traded. Mr Davis wants to urge the government to legalise the Class B drug, stating that there is too much stigma surrounding the plant and that cannabis users are being treated like a criminal group. The police have argued that such establishments would lead to wider criminality.
A town hall is pledging to sign contracts only with companies that offer apprenticeships to local people. Last year, Stockport Council launched a 100-100 pledge, promising to take 100 apprentices in the space of 100 days. The scheme proved to be so successful that the town hall managed to recruit more than double that. A final meeting will take place in March, where it is hopeful it will be ratified.
On a horrendous night in Bury, a crowd of 1,600 fans turned out to watch FC United play out a dire 1-1 draw against Trafford. And now for some clips.
It's FC United on the halfway line now with Raglan. And we do promise our listeners we will try to mention the football more than we mentioned Bimto. But it's FC United, Jerome right now on the far left hand side. He cuts inside. He looks for a red shirt, plays
good
it across.
Ball.
Picked up by Byrne. Shot from Byrne!
Oh,
what a beauty!
What a goal!
Superb shot there by Byrne.
We were thunderous.
We were talking earlier in out of commentary about how FC United rarely now seem to shoot from outside the box. Well, Jerome came in from the left-hand side. He cut inside. He played the ball right across to Byrne. He just ran onto it, hit it with the outside of his right foot, spinning top corner. Beautiful goal. FC United on 6 minutes find themselves a goal up with a goal, great goal from Byrne.
Absolutely brilliant.
Plays it to Payne. Nice footwork by Payne. Superb play there. Ryan's two or three challenge. Goes past one. Goes past another. Good football here. And eventually he's going to get a free kick. Because there was several swipes. And eventually... Yeah.
None of which connected.
It was an eventual free kick. And Payne stands over the ball. Said, I'll have this. But it is at least, 45 yards out? Ronaldo territory?
35, I'd say.
It's... plenty of players back in the area though. They'll be looking for maybe a shot on target and then the ricochet.
He's walked away now. It's coming in left-footed, like that first one that kind of let it tip over.
Well, it's not even that. I think it's going to be Andrews taking it now. In fact, the captain comes along, maybe. No, he stands there. Ball chipped towards the back post. It's a free header. Should be a goal, and it is. Dreadful marking from FC United. What, five shirts there from FC United? All talking to each other. All blaming each other. Absolutely rudimentary, elementary defending. It undoes FC United again. The ball was played in, and no one, and I mean, there was a gap bigger than the Watford gap.
We saw the lad run from just in front of us there, didn't we?
21 minutes on the clock. FC United undo all the good work. Dreadful defending for the boys in red.
I wouldn't mind. The lad's clad from head to foot in yellow. It's not like they couldn't see him, for crying out.
Absolutely woeful.
Woeful defending. Woeful.
Super League Chief Executive Nigel Wood has welcomed the new sponsorship deal with energy supplier First Utility. They will be the competition's main backer after controversial previous no-cash deal with transport company Stobart 2 years ago. It is thought that the new seven-figure deal will be worth around £750,000 a year. The governing body of the Rugby Football League has been criticised by the sport's leading clubs over its commercial and marketing strategies.
Olympic cycling superstar Victoria Pendleton is urging women to get on their bikes for the Macmillan Cancer Support Women Only Bike Ride. The charity ride will be held on September 28th at Tatton Park. All abilities are welcome. For details, visit humanrace.co.uk/cycleta.
Manchester's music fans are being asked to share their memories and photographs of Stockport's Strawberry Studios. Between 1968 and 1993, the Stockport Town Centre Studio recorded the music of, amongst others, Paul McCartney, Joy Division, The Stone Roses and the Bay City Rollers. The studio, Stockport's answer to London's Abbey Road, was set up by former roadie Peter Tattersall and guitarist Eric Stewart, who later played with 10cc. Strawberry Studios exhibition will be displayed at the Stockport Story Museum on Market Street, and volunteers are needed to interview past Strawberry Studio staff, band members and members of the public. Volunteers will receive specialist training to carry out interviews, so if you would like to get involved, email Laura Murphy on 2012@stockport.gov.uk or telephone 0161 474 2012 by Monday, February the 3rd.
A series of six giant photographs showing the crucial role played by women from the Northwest during World War I are to be put on display outside the Imperial War Museum in Trafford Keys. The curators at the museum are asking members of the public to help identify the women in the pictures in the hope they can shed further light on their stories. The photos are part of a larger series of events marking the centenary of the conflict. The museum's main exhibition, From Streets to Trench, a War That Shaped the Region, officially opens on the 5th of April.
A film is due to be screened in Levenshulme concerning the controversial subject of fracking. The Northern Gas Gala will also feature speakers on the issue. The event will take place at Levenshulme Inspire on January the 30th at 7:30 p.m.
A mystery chihuahua was found travelling alone on a train between Manchester and Wales this week. Rail staff found the dog in a carry case on the 11:30 a.m. Manchester Piccadilly to Milford Haven. If you have any information concerning the chihuahua, call the RSPCA on 0300 123 8018.
That's the news for today. Now over to the weather with Archibald. Well, the weather outside is doom and gloom, and it's wet, wet, wet. See you next week.